Good morning. Dear fellow redeemed, wouldn't it be great if instead of me up here, Jesus himself were here this morning? You could hear God's words straight from God's own mouth. Think of how you could tell your friends and your family that you heard Jesus speak to you this morning. But Jesus did not stay on this earth. He ascended back to the Father, something that we especially celebrate this Thursday on Ascension Day. And Jesus told his disciples it was to their advantage that he returned to the Father. Just 2 weeks ago, Rob Sowers reminded us of one of those reasons that Jesus spoke in John 14. In my Father's house there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you to myself. And where I am, there you may be also. This morning we will look at another reason Jesus gave us that it is to our advantage that he goes away, from John chapter 16, starting with verse 5. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Jesus here says it's to our advantage that he goes away, because when he does, he will send the Helper. Have you ever had an argument with someone about what the Bible says? I know I have. You try to tell them what Jesus has done, who he is, and how they need the salvation that only he can provide, but they don't believe it. And Jesus isn't around to get involved in the conversation. So you try to convince them, to show them that what the Bible says is true, but it doesn't work. You wind up just arguing back and forth. Well, the reason it doesn't work is that it isn't our job. Jesus tells his disciples that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, is the one who will convince the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The word translated helper here can also be translated as advocate, a legal term, someone that speaks in your behalf or in your defense, like a defense attorney. So the Holy Spirit argues for God. Often we think that we need to come up with the perfect argument to convince someone, but really we're just called to be witnesses and not the attorney. We tell what we know and let the Spirit do his job. And the job of the Holy Spirit is, first of all, to convict the world of sin. Jesus died on the cross to pay for the sins of the whole world. Everyone's sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. But that doesn't mean that everyone will go to the place that Jesus has prepared. And the reason they won't is that they do not believe in Jesus. They do not believe that he has paid for their sins. And the Holy Spirit will convict them of sin. But the Holy Spirit will also convict them of righteousness. We cannot make ourselves righteous. No matter how hard we try, we cannot perfectly obey God's commandments. Have you always loved your neighbor as yourself? Have you always honored God above all things? Jesus died in our place on the cross to pay for our failures to keep God's commandments. And before that, he perfectly kept every one of God's commandments for us as he lived here on earth. Because Jesus died and rose again, you are declared righteous before God. you are declared not guilty. But this is something that we cannot understand without the Holy Spirit. It is foolishness to the natural man. We think that we have to do something to earn God's favor. But Jesus has done it all. There is nothing for us to do, and there is nothing that we can do, because by nature our deeds are evil. It is the Holy Spirit's job to convict the world of righteousness, that Jesus is the only way to be righteous before God. And we need this righteousness from God, because we will all stand before God in judgment. And judgment is the third thing that the Holy Spirit will convict the world of, that He will address. The Spirit will convict the world of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. The Bible tells us that Jesus came that He might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil. Satan is destroyed. The Holy Spirit will show people that they cannot expect anything less. If their ruler is condemned, how can they expect to escape? They have sinned against God. Without Jesus, they have no righteousness, so they stand condemned. And you were once in the world, and the Holy Spirit did these things for you, convicted you of sin, righteousness, and judgment. But the work of the Holy Spirit does not stop when you are brought to faith. Jesus goes on to say in verses 12 and 13, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. Have you ever wondered how the gospel writers remembered all the things that Jesus said and did so that they could write them down? Well, that was the work of the Holy Spirit. He guided them into all truth. Earlier the same evening, Jesus had told them, But when the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. The Spirit caused them to remember what Jesus had said and inspired the disciples to write down what we have today. I started out this morning by saying, wouldn't it be great if Jesus were here and you could hear Him speak? Well, He was here. You heard His words from My mouth, but they were His words that the Spirit inspired the Apostle John to write down and remember so that you today, almost 2,000 years later, can hear them. Now, while it may be memorable if Jesus were up here speaking to you Himself, you are actually better off now than if He were here. You have His Word written down that you can refer to anytime, anywhere. You can even carry it around in your pocket on a smartphone and have it with you at all times. And if Jesus were here speaking this morning, would you really remember what He said? Do you remember what I said last time I gave chapel? Maybe, maybe not. But how many times has the perfect Bible verse come to mind, something that you needed to hear just at that moment? Well, that's the work of the Holy Spirit, reminding us of the things that Jesus has said. And the Holy Spirit can be with each of us all the time. So it was to our advantage that Jesus went away. He returned to the Father to prepare a place for you and has sent you the Holy Spirit. The Spirit who can fix the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So you know that your sins are forgiven, that you are now righteous before God, and that there is now no condemnation for you in God's judgment. And you have the Spirit who leads you into all truth. May the Holy Spirit always be your helper. Amen. We conclude by singing hymn 234, verses 1 through 4.